Glory to God. Well, thank God once again for our apostle. Amen. Thank God for apostolic government and ministry. So we are in chapter 9 of catching the waves of revival. And so in chapter 9, we're talking about the four stages of manifestation by the Holy Spirit in revival. So we're going to pick up where we left off last week, okay? All right, let's go.
Number two, leading manifestations to maturity.
What page is on for? Page 68 in your books, so you can follow along. All right, now I want to say this before I get started, because you know a lot of times people are looking for emotions, but these next couple of chapters, you really have to pay attention and listen, because a lot of this information has never really been taught in the Western culture church. Are you listening? Most of us come out of either Baptist, Catholic, Methodist, Presbyterian, you know, Word of Faith, charismatic churches, Church of God in Christ, and things like that. And what I found is that we cannot mature, because y'all know maturity is a process, right? Right? You don't come here a grown-up man or woman. You have to grow. And sometimes you can be 40 years old and still be immature, because you were never what? Trained. Or we can go a step farther. Maybe someone was trying to train you, but you rejected the training. Are you listening? So I want you to pay close attention. Okay, what it says now?
Leading manifestations to maturity.
Leading manifestations to maturity.
There are five important questions.
There are five important questions.
In the process of taking manifestations.
In the process of taking manifestations
out of the physical level,
out of the physical level,
to bring full fulfillment to God's full purpose.
To bring full fulfillment to God's own purpose.
What are these physical manifestations?
What are the physical manifestations? Is one.
We need to know by prophetic revelation.
We need to know by prophetic revelation.
The type of physical activity.
The type of physical activity.
That will take place.
That will take place.
Number two.
Number two.
While these manifestations happening.
While these manifestations are happening.
And what is the ultimate purpose for having them?
Why these manifestations are happening, and what is the ultimate purpose why they are in manifestation?
We are not trying to add spiritual weight to physical manifestation.
Now, you notice what the writer said. You know, sometimes we are so caught up on the outward. Y'all remember the scripture where it says the children of Israel, they knew God's acts. You understand? They saw his signs, his wonders, and his miracles. But then the writer in Psalms say, but they didn't know his ways. See, if you don't know a person's ways, you'll get confused by the acts. Are you listening? Are you listening? You got to know a person's ways. The ways is you get to know that person. You begin to understand their heart. You listening? See, when you know a person's heart, they can correct you, because you understand that that's for your good. Are you listening? But if you get caught up with the outward act of correction and get offended, now you get off-ended and leave and run. And there's no training without maturity. Y'all listening? Okay, go ahead.
We're not trying to add spiritual weight.
We're not trying to add spiritual weight
to physical manifestations.
To physical manifestations.
Or attach great significance.
Or attach great significance
to them.
To them.
But only asking the question.
But we're only asking the question
about where all these will lead us to.
Where all of these manifestations will lead us to. Do y'all understand that? Because you know we're going to talk about seven stages of all of these manifestations and how they have to be developed, you know, so that when these manifestations come into operation, we all know how to handle it. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you see the Spirit move and you had spectators. You understand? People were watching but not participating. Why? Because they didn't know how to tap in. Are you listening? Sometimes people can seem like they're off. groaning in the spirit. Are you listening? Laughing in the spirit. I don't know if you've ever been in the service and the spirit of laughter might come on somebody and then you'd be sitting up the top, well, what's wrong with me? Huh? Huh? Or someone got into deep intercession and began to groan in the spirit, and then you say to yourself, that never happens to me. Well, it will never happen if you're not trained on how to flow and move with the Holy Spirit. Are you listening? Okay, go ahead, sir.
Number three.
What type of spiritual atmosphere
creates the effective working of these type of manifestations?
Creates the effective workings of these type of manifestations by the Holy Spirit. Go ahead.
People do not always get slain.
People do not always get slain in the spirit.
Nor do they always groan in the spirit.
And nor do they always groan in the spirit. Now, y'all know there's a groaning in the spirit. You know, I don't know if you've ever been out there where you got to praying in the Holy Ghost and they're like he locked up in your belly. And, you know, in the church I came up in back in my days of Kojic, I used to hear the term praying through. Y'all have never heard that term? Y'all know this modern day generation don't know nothing about getting a hold on God. Because we treat God like we're at McDonald's. We go to the window, order the fast food, and pick it up and go. No, this generation must get more intense with laboring in the spirit. Put it another way, Dr. Walker. Have you noticed that this generation don't want to be in church long? Give me my 30 minutes and I'm up out of here. Now think about that. The average church have pretty much two services a week. Sunday service, midweek service. Are you listening? And people complain about attending those. Are you listening? So this generation, we see less power. Watch this though. But a lot more revelation, a lot more understanding, and a lot more knowledge. Oh, come on now. They got folk no more Bible than you, but ain't going nowhere. Are you listening? Can quote more scripture than you, but can't get a manifestation or a breakthrough. Why is that? Because we're no longer taking the necessary time to put in. That's the reality. You study the book of Acts. They went to prayer at the third, the sixth, and the ninth hour. Hello? They were praying, church. You know, we have intercessory prayer maybe once a week, and many of the churches that are under apostle, we have prayer going on in our churches 6 a.m. every morning. Are you listening? Because prayer is the foundation. Got to talk to God and let him talk back. Amen. Now, didn't we learn something? Huh? Y'all know what we do. Come on, let's keep it. We're talking about revival here now, catching the waves of revival. So, you know, if we're praying in the spirit and then we just doing it, you know, real quick, so we can say we got that 30 minutes in to get out, you're not going to get nothing. You listening? We have to take time. You know, there's a song I remember. I miss my time with you. You ever heard that? Those moments together. You know, is God saying that to you tonight? Go ahead, sir.
How do we create a conducive environment?
How do we create a conducive environment?
And spiritual orchard.
And spiritual orchard.
For these manifestations to break forth. Do we have the knowledge on how to identify? And develop these manifestations.
Notice what it say, identify these manifestations and develop these manifestations.
As they are given to us by the Holy Spirit.
So now watch what I'm about to say. That's why we must have a seasoned man like Apostle Thompson governing us. Because I don't know, you know, I can't presume who's in here and who's online. But one of the things I found out about, you know, prophecy and people moving in the gift of prophecy. Have you ever noticed they don't want nobody to judge it? Now y'all quiet. People want to prophesy, but don't want nobody to judge it. Are you listening? That's not Bible. That's what apostle is up here for. If I decide God is speaking to me and I'm going to give a prophetic utterance when I'm in his presence, are you listening? Then he has the right to judge it. He has the right to know, because God is not going to bypass his leader for us. That's called government. Y'all know, y'all remember when President Obama gave his first State of the Union address, the man right there called, flat out called him a liar. Are you listening? That's disrespectful. Are you listening? You got to be respectful. Are you listening? So if the man in charge say, hold that, then you got to hold it. You can't be talking about thus says the Lord, thus says the Lord, not the man in charge say, hold it. That's called government. Because the Bible says the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. If you're going to speak in tongues and don't have a utterance, you know, with the if you're going to speak in tongues and don't have the interpretation, are you listening? You just build it up yourself. You're not helping the church. These things you will find out later on. God is bringing the church back to his original intent and purpose. All right? Read, sir.
What kind of spiritual revelation and understanding?
What kind of spiritual revelation and understanding?
Govern our minds.
Govern our minds.
As we move in and work.
As we move in and work
with these manifestations.
With these manifestations.
Do we have the spiritual leadership?
Do we have the spiritual leadership qualities
to guide it? To guide a meeting.
To guide a meeting.
Into the breaking forth of manifestation.
Into the breaking forth of manifestation. We got to have real fathers to train us. Read.
Revival type meetings.
Revival type meetings.
Have all kinds of physical manifestations.
Revival type meetings have all types of, watch this, physical manifestations.
The one who knows what the Holy Spirit is doing.
The one who knows what the Holy Spirit is doing.
In the lives of those present.
In the lives of the people or those present.
In those meetings and works.
In those meetings and works.
With the Holy Spirit.
With the Holy Spirit.
We'll see the most results.
We'll see the most results.
And everlasting fruit.
And everlasting fruit. So you got to have somebody, watch this, who knows. Now, you don't know if when we say no, we talk about maturity. We're not talking about a novice. Y'all know what a novice is, right? Somebody just come in. Are you listening? And they know more than the man of God. I've ran into them. I mean, I'll be honest with you. And that's how I govern myself around apostle. When I'm around apostle who is my spiritual father, I'm not there to give him my 99 revelations I think I have. Are you listening? I'm there for one purpose, to receive from him. Are you listening? If he wants something from me, he will ask. If not, I'm there to take it. And y'all know how we follow him, being one of his MBBs. We follow him all around the country. Are you listening? Ain't no preaching turn. He chose us to be with him so he can impart stuff to us. So we can watch him, so we can mature and grow and know how to conduct meetings. Huh. If you're not trained, you won't be able to do it. And the problem with pastors, we can go all the way through. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, many of them don't want to be submitted to nobody. You got to have somebody you're connected to. Elijah, Elisha. Moses, Joshua, Paul, Timothy, Jesus, and the 12. Somebody got to train you, and I submit to you that that somebody is a man. Running to people talking about the Spirit teaching me. Have you ever thought the Spirit works through a man? And none of us are an island unto ourselves. I'm telling y'all, you have to pay attention. Because Apostle just talked about demonical forces and things being released and growing strong in the church. We're going to have to know the difference between the authentic, are you listening, and a fake. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Leadership is not making fruits.
Leadership is not making fruits.
But growing trees in a healthy orchard.
But they're growing trees in a healthy orchard.
The requirement of end time leadership.
The requirement of end time leadership
is to develop conducive environment.
Is to develop conducive environments
for changing men until they become what God wants them to be.
Uh-huh. So you're gonna read that again, right? Okay.
The requirement of end time leadership.
Y'all notice I was nice this week. I'm a temper down. He's my helper. I need to be more cooperative. Okay, go again, sir.
The requirement of end time leadership.
The requirement of end time leadership
is to develop conducive environments.
Is to develop conducive environments
for changing men until they become.
For changing men until they become
what God wants them to be.
What God wants them to be. Y'all understood me better, huh?
Yeah.
All right, I appreciate that. That's people online would really appreciate that. Go ahead.
These kingdom environments reshape their thoughts.
Reshape our thoughts.
Reform their lifestyles.
Reform our lifestyles.
Empower them with new giftings.
Empower us with new giftings.
And create spiritual momentum. For their spiritual development.
Now, did y'all notice I was changing the word to us?
Yes.
Huh? Uh-huh. Why? Because oftentimes when we are talking to people, see, we as men of God know we ain't just talking to you. God first talking to us. To talk to you. We in this thing together. Go ahead, sir.
A quickening spirit. Propels them to maturity. An enabling spirit. Empowers them for service.
All right, chapter number 10. Everybody read that chapter, right? I'm not going to ask. I'm just saying. I know how it is. Y'all forget. I'm a graduate of the training center. Uh-huh. Amen. So as an instructor, I understand. That's why we want to go through these things thoroughly. Amen. All right, chapter number 10. What is it?
Taking manifestations to excellence.
All right. This chapter is taking manifestations of the Holy Spirit to what? Excellence. See, God is the God of excellence. God just don't want any sloppy agape. He wants excellence in our lives and in our ministries. Are you listening? God wants to inherit his promised land. Do you know who God's promised land is? We are. So when you read about the children of Israel going to possess the promised land and getting all of them ites out, huh? That's what the transformation of our mind, our soul, our inner man is about. Getting them ites out. Uh-huh. Yeah, because you can't possess yourself till you get the ites out. Y'all with me? I know some of y'all thought it was a piece of property you go get. No, we are his inheritance. God indwells us. Are you listening? And expects us to go take the land. Go ahead, sir.
In the next two chapters, we're going to deal specifically with the spirit of excellence.
We're
going to
deal specifically with the spirit of excellence.
And the spirit of laughter.
And the spirit of laughter. Y'all notice what it said? The spirit of what? Excellence and the spirit of laughter. Go ahead.
These two manifestations
of the Holy Spirit
are unique.
They are unique.
And need proper apostolic teaching.
And they need proper apostolic teaching and
instruction
or training. Go ahead.
As leadership trained by the Spirit. For the coming revival,
we need to receive apostolic wisdom
on how to work with the Holy Spirit to allow free expression
of these two manifestations, which are the spirit of, I'm asking you, the spirit of excellence and the spirit of laughter. Okay, uh-huh, see, y'all, yeah, you, uh-huh. Yes, sir. Well, it I'll just make sure I research that, because if that's what the book say, we could have got a word flipped up. Okay. Spirit of prayer and the spirit of laughter. Okay. All right. We correcting that. If it's in the book, it should have been typed that way. Could have got a word mixed up, translating, you know, moving notes. Okay. Spirit of prayer. Thank you, sir. And the spirit of laughter. Go ahead.
The manifestation of deep sleep.
The manifestation of deep sleep.
Dramatic change of lives.
Dramatic change of lives.
Miracle of healing.
Miracles of healing.
Signs and wonders.
Signs and wonders.
And powerful deliverance.
And powerful deliverance.
Is next on God's agenda.
Is next on God's agenda.
Called times of revealing.
Called times of revealing.
When Christ will manifest himself.
When Christ will manifest himself.
In the saints.
In the saints.
Grief and, number one, grief and travail.
All right, number one. Grief and travail.
In intercession.
And intercession, grief and travail in intercession. Go ahead.
This manifestation is the result of the Holy Spirit's activity.
Is the result of the Holy Spirit's activity
of deep intercession.
Of deep intercession
inside the spirit of the believer.
Inside the where?
Spirit.
All right, Romans, you don't have to turn to it. Let them get it. Romans chapter 8. You might want to look at this. Because this is, you know, one of the foundational scriptures, not the only one. I don't know if y'all read where, y'all remember when Jesus went to the grave of Lazarus? You ever heard it say, and he groaned in spirit? Uh-huh. Why did people take that groan to mean like he was upset about something? Huh? Isn't that something? What did you think about it before I just made that statement? See, there's a groan in the spirit. Are you listening? All right, come on. Romans 8:26. What does it say? Likewise, the spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Read. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the spirit himself. I know it say itself. But the Spirit himself makes what? Intercession for who? For us what? With what? So that's a groanings or a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Are you listening? It really has to do with developing ourselves in the Spirit. Not just the, you know, sha-na-na and let's get up on out of here. You understand what I'm saying? Groanings are deep. Penetration into our spirits. Watch this. By the Holy Spirit who is within us. Now, you remember in Acts chapter 2, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, Acts 2:4, and they began to speak as the Spirit gave the what? Utterance as the Spirit. So these deep groanings are utterances that's coming from the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? Read the rest of that, sir. Groanings which not cannot be uttered. Read. And he searcheth the hearts. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth with it what is the mind of the Spirit. Come on. Come on. I know what I'm doing. For he maketh intercession. What? For the saints according to who? Oh, now you know why Paul prayed in tongues more than everybody. Huh? Do you understand that every time you're praying in the spirit and you get over into that deep intercession, you are praying for the saints? Oh, not saying. You are praying. See, that's why God wants us entering into these realms and dimensions of the spirit. Because you can be picking up on something that's going. That God is heading off. If you put yourself in position to do this. Go ahead, so read.
The believer is taught by the Spirit.
The believer is taught by the Spirit.
To intercede with groaning.
To intercede with groanings.
Too deep for words.
Too deep for words. Too deep for words in our natural language or native tongue too deep. Are you listening? It requires a language of the Spirit, a supernatural communication from the Holy Spirit within our spirit, causing us to communicate with God in a way that's not known to our mind. Are you with me? Go ahead, sir. People do not always know
what the Spirit is doing.
What the Spirit is doing
within their own spirit.
Within their own spirits.
Practical helps. Number one, lead them into worship with expressions of their spirit.
Lead them into worship
with expressions of their spirit.
With expressions of their spirit.
Soul and body. Number two. Be sure of God's leading. For this particular type of manifestation. To be ushered into the meeting.
Now we're talking about groaning in the spirit. Y'all understand? Intercession. Go ahead.
Number three.
Direct the people to respond to the inner workings
of the Holy Spirit.
Turning their attention
to what He is doing inside them.
Turning their attention to what He's doing where? Inside of us. All of the Holy Spirit works are where? In us. Within our what? Inner being. Are you listening? Why? Because He wants to translate what He's doing on the inside of us to where? Come on. To get this right. See, we got to get the mind of the Spirit. Are you listening? We have to get the mind of who? We got to get the mind of the Spirit. Are you listening? Because when the Holy Spirit is praying through us, are you listening? He knows exactly what we need. He knows exactly what the issues are. He knows exactly what changes need to be made. Watch this. We can't do this on our own. You might as well tell somebody, I need some help. The Holy Spirit is my helper. We can try to pretend to be spiritual. All of us need some help. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Read.
Number four. Encourage those who feel an urge to cry out.
Encourage those who feel an urge to cry out.
To respond to the Holy Spirit. Number five. They may start to pray in tongues. With great intensity. But we must encourage you to move deeper into groanings. Crying. Or even into wailing.
Are you listening? I mean, that's intense prayer. Now, let's be honest. In this generation, have we seen it? I don't hear enough of y'all saying. I can't hear you online, but have you seen it? Huh? Have you seen it? You won't know why most people may never get to see it? Because we've gotten away from the original. Now, I'm just trying to help y'all. I told y'all I'm a Kojic boy. I've seen some things. But I know how they labored in prayer. They would gather around the altar and not leave. I understand. Y'all not used to going to church on a Friday night and getting out Sunday morning. Y'all are not used to being in a revival all week long. Y'all are not used to 21-day revivals. Not this generation. Hell, this generation won't come to Apostle 4-day meeting. I'm just being honest, you see, but they want the type of ministry, the type of training he has, but I don't want to pay that price. That costs too much. I got too many things to do. I need my own itinerary. No, as men of God, we got to submit to somebody to get trained so we can have true passing on of mantles and impartations and anointings. That's all Apostle want to do. He wants us to catch his spirit. Hello, his dedication. All right. But we're not going to get it if we ain't willing to pay the price he paid. I've been around him long enough. I will tell you this. I've never met no one like him. That's the reality. My brother's here. We say the same thing. And it makes us question why so many people. But we understand only a remnant going to get it. And I'm glad that I love him enough to connect and follow him. Go ahead, sir.
Number six. Intensify and release the work of the Spirit. In their hearts by speaking prophetically. Over those who are moving into groaning. And the spirit of prayer.
Is heavily upon them. Yes, sir. Okay. Now, so you notice the leader has to encourage that. Y'all understand? Can I help you? What if somebody's groaning in the spirit and moving into these dimensions and people are looking and the leader don't know what's going on and he shut it down? Come on now. Just because he shut it down don't mean he meant any ill intent. If you don't know, if you've never been trained, you can't help nobody else. Are you listening? And therefore, the Holy Spirit can never really get done what he intended to get done because he got shut down. Read, sir.
Number seven. After these people have fully interceded, it is important for the leading minister
to pray for them
for an impartation
of compassion
and passion for souls.
Number eight.
It is important for those who were involved with intercession
to share their experiences
and their vision
received during the meeting.
Number nine.
It may be wiser to shut down.
Or to subdue all other types of manifestations. So that one can fulfill its purpose fully.
So that one manifestation of the Holy Spirit can completely fill its manifestation. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Huh? You have a lot of activity going on, right? But you have, see, we're talking about developing. So the man of God in charge, Apostle Thompson, would know this is what the Spirit is doing. So instead of everybody doing calisthenics, no, let's all go here. Y'all don't want to talk. Watch what I'm about to use a word. With one accord. With one accord. Are you listening? With one accord. No, I'm not trying to do my own thing. You're not trying to do your own thing. We're not trying to draw attention to ourselves by these outward manifestations. Are you listening? Because they will quench the spirit. When we're trying to draw attention to ourselves, we got to get into the flow of the spirit to know what he wants to do. That's why you have to be up under apostolic government and follow like a little child. Are you listening? Y'all ever notice apostle call us boys? That's not a degrading term. That's a term of endearment. I'm training y'all. Are you listening? Go ahead, sir.
Number 10.
You watching the clock back there, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
What do others do? When part of the congregation is being led into intercession.
What do others do when a part of the congregation is being led into intercession? See, we don't recognize this. You know, people start to move into intercession and some people just, you know, that's why it's important for every child of God to be filled with the Spirit. I don't want nobody to ever think it's for that one and not for this one. They were all filled. How many? They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Not only the 11. Minus, you know, there were 12 except for Judas who hung himself. Then there were 120 in that upper room. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was in that upper room. I believe if Catholics knew that, they'd be tongue talkers. Because she was in that room and she spoke in tongues. And here's a good word. Mary, the mother of Jesus, didn't direct him. She had to come to the fact, that's the Son of God. I got to follow him, even though I'm his mother. Y'all ain't talking to me. Are you listening? I got to connect. Okay, go ahead.
The rest of the congregation.
The rest of the congregation
must be encouraged.
Must be encouraged
to continue to seek God's face.
To continue to seek God's face
and listen to their spirit.
And listen to their spirit
as to what God is saying.
As to what God is saying
to them individually.
To them individually. Now I got to show you something about the Holy Spirit. He's a master orchestrator. Now, we all of these different people moving, yet you got that one Holy Spirit. If we're listening on the inside and taught properly, nobody will be getting out of line. But there will be harmonious conditions, agreeable surroundings, and we'll be able to get the best of everything because nobody is trying to do their own thing. We'll watch this, flowing together because we only have one purpose, and that is when we come together, who we won't hear from. We want to hear from God. Y'all ain't said a word up in here. We don't come to church to hear from just apostle. We come to hear from the God that's in him. Go ahead.
The rest of the congregation.
The rest of the congregation.
Must be gracious.
Must be gracious.
To allow God to move on those ones. These ones.
To allow God to move on these ones.
Until he has finished his purpose.
Until he has finished his purpose.
For visiting them.
For visiting them.
God touches various ones.
God touches various ones
at different times.
At different times
of the service.
Of the service.
So to allow God to be God.
To allow God to be God. See, God can work through anybody. Are you listening? So we have to encourage everybody. I heard Apostle make the statement. He say, "You cannot be a partaker if you're not a participator." Are you listening? Most people come to church to spectate, not to participate. Whenever you come, no matter what setting you're in, you must pull. You must say within yourself, I come to receive from the God in you. I come to pull. I make a demand on you. I need what you got. All right. How do you live in this natural world? How do you live in this natural world? You go to a job. You earn seed money. You put it in an account. Are you listening? It's the deposit from which we live from. All right. So in the natural, so in the spiritual. I cannot live the best God kind of life if somebody's not making rich deposits in me from which I could live from. You ain't gonna get this on your own. Go ahead, sir.
They could be encouraged to be waiting.
They can be encouraged to be waiting
on God to use them.
On God to use them.
Also in the manifestation.
Also in the manifestation
that is taking place.
That is taking place. Okay, y'all enjoy. See y'all next time. Finish reading that chapter, and we'll get busy.